2584, Martin Pacheco.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for an outdoor athletic field and concession trailer and food truck to be located on certain parcels of land, lying and being in Sussex County, containing 8.07 acres more or less. The properties are lying on the west side of Camp Road, which is Sussex County Route 532, approximately 915 feet north of Eskridge Road, which is Sussex County Route 531. The 911 address is 20924 Camp Road, Bridgeville, and the tax parcel ID is District 331, MAP 2, parcels 18.19 and 18.20, submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman. We have a copy of the applicant's preliminary site plan. We have a copy of a deed for the property. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter. We have a copy of a written response received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the staff analysis letter, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Just to provide some background by way of this application, Mr. Chairman, this is an application that has come in via contact with our constable's office, and it was that outreach from our staff that triggered the submittal of the application. And in case the commission had any questions relating to the constable's site visits on the property, I did ask our chief constable, Mr. Rogers, and also Constable Layton to join us with us in case you had any questions.
Okay, thank you very much. Appreciate you being here. Is there anybody here with a, is anybody here representing this application?
We're just asking. My name is Maria Monsanto, and I work for DKJ Painting, and I represent Raul Alvarez, who is the owner of the property. And we are looking to do, we currently have a existing soccer field that we utilize for practices and for seasonal games that take place. We also, in the process, inherited, like, something, they came with a food truck. So that person has the license, the food, all the permits that we need to actually be on the property and be able to provide drinks, you know, food if need be. It's very light stuff, like chips and, you know, stuff like that, and that's just for the convenience of the players. Now, the way that this is going to work is we have usually like 50 cars in the parking lot at a time, but we switch because there's kind of games that people are coming in, going out, coming in and going out. Other than that, that's pretty much all we are requesting.
You mentioned something about parking. Could you tell us about, you know, how many cars typically?
Well, we said 50, but it's probably less than that. I know that people were saying that, like, there was 100 cars in the yard. There's no way that there's 100 cars in it. Now, if we're switching from one particular game, you know, to another, then of course, the opponents and all that stuff gets switched around, and people leave, and then people come in. However, that's just the transition period. And it's also seasonal. There is a period of start and end. I'm not really quite sure. I think it's in the paperwork. I'm not really sure, but we gave dates of when that would be.
Okay. I don't think I have any other questions right now. Thank you.
I didn't see the timelines in the paperwork. Maybe I need to. I saw the 50 parking spaces on the plan. Don't recall seeing anything from DLDOT. Were they, were you required to submit something to DLDOT for how to get the cars in and out?
Yes, I have all the paperwork for DLDOT, submitted everything that they've asked me to do.
Missed that, too. I would like to hear from the constables to hear what were the issues when they made their field visits.
Ask you to just take a seat for a moment, and Mr. Rogers. Come up, please, and give us a.
Afternoon. Mark Rogers, Chief Constable.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. So we had received a complaint prior to me even working here back in January 2024. They have like what I would call a large pole barn, and they were, I guess, having soccer games inside of that. So that was a complaint. And once the constable went out and made them aware they couldn't do that, I think they put in for a conditional use. So somewhere along the line, they withdrew that, finding out, I guess, how much was going to go into it, fire marshal, the building, things like that, so they withdrew. Approximately 2 months later now, I'm here. We got a call about them having large soccer games. So Constable went out, verified that they were having, he didn't actually see it, of course, it was on the weekends, but they did verify they were holding soccer games and stuff. But I believe they had said they weren't doing anything inside the building. Being under an impression that when I looked back and saw they had been denied for their CU, I said, well, you got denied for this. But however, after looking further into it, what they had asked for was operate inside the building at the time, and now they're operating outside, and they thought they could do that. And then we made them aware that due to the number of people that are coming in, the cars, mm-hmm. Your advertising, having a food truck, you would have to apply again. They did come in and meet with us, the lady representing for them to translate. They came in and met, and we discussed some, because of the complaints we were getting from neighbors, that they would keep it under 50 cars, and they would follow that guidelines until they met with you guys. We have received a few complaints, yes, but from what we asked them to do, I think we met with them in April, from what we can see, that they've followed our guidelines. There have been some arguments about how many cars have been there, but again, that's on a Sunday where, you know, we haven't been out there and counted them. Yep.
Thank you.
Any questions from Mr. Rogers for me? All right, sir, we thank you for being with us today.
Thank you.
I do have another question, though, for the applicant, yes.
The applicant, come on back. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
For the existing building, it says for meetings/events. What are you suggesting may happen there?
Well, originally, we had a conversation because I kind of, when I started working with him, I said, listen, you got a whole barn over there. Like, what are you going to do with all that land? What are you going to do with all that property? You know, what's going to happen? So I suggested that we started a conditional use application. So once we started looking into all the expenses and everything that we had to get, like permits, you know, all kinds of stuff, we kind of looked at it and we were like, I don't think that's going to be, you know, because it's just not affordable at the moment, especially with the kind of expenses that we were looking at, because you're talking HVAC, all kinds of stuff. So we withdrew the application, and then, like he said, we built in a small room that we used for the inside soccer field, but we didn't know, we just kind of put it there, but we weren't realizing we were breaking a code until they came back and they told us what we needed to do. We followed everything that they told us to do. We stopped everything that needed to be stopped, and then we continued to proceed with that. So
so at this time, you're not planning on any events?
No events. Meetings. Now, the only thing that we are doing is that if it's raining outside, we kind of use the practice to go inside, but that's it. I mean, it's not like, it's not commercial use. It's not, you know, it's all personal use. I think the only thing that we have commercial is the food truck, and that's it.
Okay. And it's only one food truck that is out there?
Yes, it's only one.
Okay. I think that's all I have. Okay. Again.
I have a question for staff. It appears like the existing building is over a setback line that's shown at 20 feet. Do they have to go to Board of Adjustment, or is that 20 feet inaccurate?
So if it's within the setback, it will absolutely need a variance. And I think that is a separate matter. So separately to that, we also have to resolve the permitting for that building as well. I think the thought process was, let's take care of the use first, and then that everything kind of flows from there. So we'll need to circle back on that.
Great, that's all I had.
None for me, thank you.
Just, you heard me ask the same question of the church before. Talk a little bit about the community, the neighborhood, and whether this impact has any impacts on the community or the neighborhood, just so we can have that in the record.
Well, we're kind of not looking to impact the community. I think the community feels a little bit more impacted themselves in regards to, you know, it's a lot of older people living in the community, and we get that, you know, but there's also a business that's right behind us, and there's like trucking and all kinds of stuff, and we hear more noise from them than we actually do. I mean, 6 o'clock in the morning, I'm there every morning, you can hear beeping, you can hear all kinds of stuff. So as far as the community is concerned, you know, well, we all have property, We all have our homes, we all have our land, so I feel that as though, you know, taking that under consideration, all we're doing is trying to have fun, you know, in the process and kind of uplifting, you know, the community as well, because we are uplifting the people that are actually playing the game and enjoying themselves.
One other question too, because I don't know that I saw it in the record, and I just want to make sure we get it in there. Do you know that the days and hours that it's used?
Yes, it's on Sundays only.
Okay.
And ¿qué es el la fecha? It's not, well, there's practice. There's practices throughout the day.
Exactly is happening there every single day, because that could be a condition. And if
yes, it's like practicing.
Sir, we need your name and.
My name is Martin Pacheco.
Okay, thank you.
Just practice in the afternoon. Sometimes it's like 1 hour. Sometimes like 2 hours. This all depends, like people's work and what time they get off of work. Sometimes they come in 1 hour. Sometimes 2 hours.
What time does that normally happen?
It's between 7 to 9 o'clock.
7 p.m. to 9
p.m.? Yeah, sometimes they come in 7, sometimes not to 8, sometimes not to 9. And then they only come for like an hour, like a bunch, like 15.
So you have lights on the field?
Yeah, they has got a generator. I just turned the generator on, and this house uses lights. Okay. And then the weekends and Sundays, right now it's not done anything on Sundays, but on Sundays it's between 8, 9 in the morning to like 6 in the afternoon or 7. But it's only Sunday. And then, like I say, people's coming in and out. You know, 10, 12, 15 cars coming in and out all day, like just coming in and out. There's no like whole bunch stay all day. They're all day coming in and out.
How long is the season?
And the season is between October to May.
Thank you.
And I know, you know, it's something new, a lot of the people's coming in and out. I know there be issues with coming to different address, you know, but that has not had no sign or anything like before where they go. And they go to like different houses. Sometimes they call, I say, oh, I'm in the wrong address. But there's not no big sign to like where direct people straight to where it's at.
So you do want a sign?
Oh,
not necessarily.
Okay. Not necessarily, but just as why, as the problem I said when in the beginning.
Yeah, okay, all right.
Now we do let the people know, you know, via Facebook, whatever, we did put it on Facebook or something like that, that, you know, we're having a game, but it's not, you know, it's only so that, you know, we can bring the game players and stuff, everybody knows who's playing against who, kind of type of thing.
Okay.
That's all I had, thanks.
One, if I may, to circle back. So because of the errors, Mr. Chairman, I guess the question that I had was the lighting. So because if there's activity after dark, is it illuminated? How is that? Is there a generator? I heard there were generator.
Yes, there's a generator, and they cut on lights with the, I mean, I haven't seen it myself, like, but it's, I know the generator is there.
You know, the tower generator, you know, with the lights. Lights. You put the lights pole on and turn the generator on, and the lights coming on.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like one that they use on Delta?
Yeah, the one they use like for water and everything, is that kind of generator, yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
With an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2584, Martin Pacheco, Augustin Lee Pacheco Quillen? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2584? Okay, we'll start up front and we'll work our way back. Okay, come on up.
My name is William A. Reynolds. I'm a neighbor of these people. There's traffic in there day and night, sometimes to 3 in the morning. There's traffic that goes up through my lane. I complained. They didn't put a sign up to show where their lane is. And we're still getting people to come up there at night. And we have to go out with a flashlight trying to chase these people off, and they don't pay attention because they don't speak my language.
Right.
That's all I got to say.
Okay. But
like I'm saying, day and night, all the time, they're in and out. They they play games back there. I see the bright lights they put on up there, like they, if they have a generator or whatever. And they're out there. You can hear them from my house. And I just get tired of it. They put a sign up to where their business is, because they're running the business for horses and whatever else they're doing. I don't know what all they're doing over there. Mm-hmm. But they should have a sign up showing where they live. Not my place.
Right.
So that's all I got to say.
All right.
Is it 7 days a week?
What's that?
Do they come 7 days a week or just the weekend?
Yeah, it's 7 days a week.
Okay, thank you.
Is there another business going on there? Do we know?
Ma'am, you got to come up front. Go ahead, you can come back. You can come back to answer the question, but the mic won't pick you up back there.
Okay, so we do have a painting business that's actually in the, like, the house is here, and then right next to it is a little small office, and it's called GKJ Painting, and that's a painting, you know, we run a painting business. We do painting and drywall. Other than that, we don't.
Do you have employees?
We do, yes.
Okay. Do you have a conditional use for that? For that use on that property?
Well, I would assume so.
I wouldn't. I wouldn't necessarily assume so. Mr. Whitehouse, is that something that we're aware of, or we'll find out. It might be fine.
Mm-hmm.
We just need to check.
If we do, it was prior to 1970. I don't, unless it's on this parcel, but.
So it's in the front parcel,
Say it's in the
where
front.
Where the house is? Do you see where the house is?
That's us. Oh, God. No. So this parcel here, no conditional use history that I can see.
Okay. Well,
and we can look into that, and, you know.
That's a different story, but okay. That's a different.
And it may be a home occupation. It may, you know, it's something that needs some looking into.
Okay.
So.
All right, just a question. Okay.
As we have the chief constable in the room, as they want to look into this.
Been violated for that.
So there has not been a violation.
Microphone.
There was not a violation. However, that was part of the complaint of one of the people who called in about the using the building and also running the business. However, when the constable went there, of course, there's no work trucks there, and I don't believe the lady who's been speaking, who translated for him, I don't think he spoke with her, so we didn't get any evidence at that time of the business. However, it was a complaint that they were running some type of painting business, yes.
All right, thank you. Appreciate you again. Okay. Yes, ma'am, you still speak. Go ahead.
Yeah, with the painting business,
make sure that, I don't know why that keeps going off. Mine does too.
With the painting business, usually what happens in the morning is first thing in the morning, they come pick up, like all the contractors will come, and it's not even many, it's just one or two that come in and pick up the schedule and then they leave. It's not like they're coming in to drop off stuff or nothing like that, because they have their own trucks, their own, you know, they're subcontractors.
Well, I understand that, and that'll be the subject of another.
That's fine.
Another day, but just let me explain to you that I understand that these activities are things that you've engaged in not knowing that you needed these
Absolutely.
Things. We get that, okay? The reason these things are required is the reason that these other folks are here, because the zoning in that area is all agricultural residential. So there is an expectation that there will not be places of assembly, that there will not be food trucks, that there will not be businesses operating unless they get permission to do that. That's what this whole process is about, okay?
Okay.
So.
Well, we're new to this, sir. So
I understand.
And as soon as they told us, I started working on it.
I understand, and that's why I'm saying no one is here, you know, nobody is judging you. Nobody's, you know, we're just, I just want you to understand why you're here.
Yes, sir.
Okay? That's why you're here.
Yes, sir.
So if you could take a seat, and we're going to continue to take testimony from the public. Okay.
Yes, sir.
And if we need you, we'll call you. Thank you. Don't go too far. Okay. Who else would like to speak in opposition? There were two up here. Are they done? One in the back. Okay. Come on. Here we go.
Hi, I'm Carrie Hignett. This is my husband, Jason. We're also neighbors in the community.
Okay.
So just wanted some stuff on the record about what we've observed. If we're going with the 50 vehicles, four people a vehicle, that's a minimum of 200 people at the property. There has been a fire at that residence previously, so concerns of fire hydrants, how far away is that? Just because our home is in close proximity.
Where is your home in proximity?
Right in front of theirs.
The little one in the corner, the yellow one.
That one, okay.
Yeah. So we're, you know, everyone knows about the dry season, so concerned if that is going to be taken into consideration.
Are you witnessing four people per car on average?
We're not sitting out counting. I am just putting an approximate.
Just curious.
Just approximate number.
More people than, yeah, it's 50 cars with a couple.
But if it's a van and there's eight or, you know, I don't know. Concerns of septic. I mean, obviously with a large number of people on the weekends and through the week, are they going to have five porta potties? Are they going to have to put a whole new well? What's the septic situation going to look like back there?
Yeah, I was thinking that.
I know they said that they didn't want to do signage, but if this does get approved, we would be a proponent of signage. Actually, we have numerous people in our driveway daily. They had event last night, 9 o'clock, vehicles going in. We've had state troopers in our driveway trying to find, because whatever's being reported back there, looking for the property. So even state police are not able to find whatever what's going on back there. So numerous vehicles, just things like that. So we would be a proponent, if it does get approved, of signage, just to kind of.
Can I add that we have a lot of children?
Two. We have three. That's not
so,
two.
And they love to play outside.
You do know you have three.
Our shirt even says it. It says mom but three.
They are able to
I'm sitting here and I'm thinking there must be one she doesn't like very much. Shirt said three, but she only said
two. Yes, there's three. So, yeah, we do. I know they said it's an older community, but actually we have an 8, 5, and almost 3-year-old that run around, and they don't know property lines. No. They don't.
And with people pulling in, not knowing where they're going.
Turning around in our driveway.
Because we have a large driveway. You guys have already given us
the okay with all that.
Yeah.
We've also had people trespassing on our property, trying to get into our pole barn, thinking so
that it's the pole barn.
That it's theirs. So we don't feel comfortable with young kids and strangers on our property, obviously. So again, just a proponent of signage, if that is going to be approved. Traffic, they have two-way traffic coming in. They said, you know, they have games ending and games starting. So hopefully there's not a collision, but their lane is not wide enough for two-way traffic.
And Camp Road is a racetrack at 10 o'clock at night when they are flying back towards Cannon Road.
Yeah.
And like we just mentioned, we have small children, and the loud trucks and the Honda Civics that are taking off trying to get home so they can get some rest, they need to be respectful for us as well, because we live there.
Business hours, I know our other neighbors shared business hours. It's 7 days a week, all hours of the day, and all hours of the day are different to some people. We're early people. We're 5 a.m., 6 a.m. school routine kind of thing, and we're not late night people, but that's just personal. But just taking into account, what are their business hours? Lighting, the bright lights, the outside, not a fan of that.
Are the lights a problem for your property?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The concession trucks or the food trucks, is that to draw crowds, or are the food trucks servicing the players? Because if it's drawing crowds, that would be like a concern for the food trucks. I mean, we've seen septic tanks going back there. I don't know what they're pumping, or they're unmarked. So just a lot of different concerns for the community.
And to be honest, we're not against it. We're going through this ourselves with our business. We just want everybody to have their feet held to the fire like we are. Because we've been told that we're not allowed to be on the setbacks, but clearly that back building is not on the set, or it's past the setbacks.
And that's
And I would love to make my building bigger, but there are rules are rules.
So if you guys approve it, we just would like some clear guidelines on what it's going to look like, if it's there. If it's there, it's there, we're there, and we'll live together, and that's fine. But what are the guidelines going to be?
Okay.
That's kind of where we're coming from.
Sounds like maybe you would like some screening, maybe a privacy fence or something
between
the properties.
I don't know what's, like, realistic. I mean, and just, like, yeah, sanitation and just the large number.
Were to be approved, they would have to submit a commercial site plan, which would address a lot of the issues that you're talking about. Also, in this conditional use process, we have the ability to place conditions on the property, which in cases like this generally are quite numerous and would include the kind of items that you mentioned. But first thing we have to decide is whether it's right for the property at all, and then we'll go from there.
Yeah, Mr. Wheatley. I used to do a lot of work for GMB. So the big thing was fire suppression. I mean, there's not a hydrant close to this place. So they're going to have all that in there, and that's, I guess, something down the road.
And for them to,
well,
not our problem.
Yeah.
But
I don't think there's any public water anywhere near there.
No.
No.
I know where it is.
Okay.
Okay.
You guys.
Yeah.
All righty. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak? Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Okay. Would you have any more questions?
Could we ask
the applicant to come back, please? We got a couple more questions for you.
Totally missed this one. Do you put Porter Johns on the site, or?
No.
What's?
You know Porter?
Yes, two.
Two Porter Johns are there and they're serviced regularly?
Yes, ma'am.
And how about a dumpster for any of your debris?
Oh, we have a commercial dumpster that's one of the 4 feet dumpsters.
Okay.
We have that in the back as well. Now, we don't have any other businesses. We do have a farm. There's a farm. There's horses. There's a horse, you know, just so everybody can understand that there is nothing else going on. We just have, you know.
No business affiliated with the
No, it's
horses.
Just personal.
Just
we have chickens.
Farms.
We have, you know, goats. We have, yeah.
Okay.
And we are willing to put a fence up if that's what's required. Now, the lights, we can turn them so that they're not reflecting on, you know, on the other people. That's pretty easy to do. It's not, you know, it's not a big deal, but we can definitely turn them around so that they're not affected.
Okay.
We're willing to do whatever it takes. It's pretty much what we're saying.
Any other questions?
Just one observation. Mr. Wheatley, I know you said you know where the property is because it's right off 113. Mr. Whitehouse actually pulled up on the map. It's got C1 on two sides of it and somewhat wraps around the front. So, you know, it's just for the sake of the neighborhood.
Yeah, when I said I was kind of referring to the front of it as all AR,
yeah.
But the back of it definitely wraps around the back is C1 land. So.
Yeah, and it's got some business uses on it.
Yes,
on the
it does.
Highway. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that's all, just an
so
observation.
It's not entirely, yeah.
It's half and half probably.
Yeah, that's fair.
Room for improvement.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah, I was mostly thinking of the front.
No, I know, because that's the part you would see. And I don't even know that when you look at the tax map, like if you turn off the zoning, a couple of those, it's residential uses in C1 along Camp Road.
Maybe, so. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, yeah.
Also, just for the neighbors to be aware, you know, Raul has a large family. I mean, he has uncles, cousins, you know, all kinds of people. So it's not just people that are coming every day to the soccer field. This is family that's coming over.
Sure.
He's
sure.
Very, very close with his family, and there's people that go in. There's people, you know, I go in there every day. I, you know, come and go as well. So I just want people to understand that we're doing everything possible so that everybody can live together and not just, you know, think that we're trying to be rebellious or anything like that. We just didn't know the process, and now that we know the process, we're willing to do whatever it takes to fix it.
I think that's very apparent. So
thank you.
We're fine with that. Okay. All right. Anyone else have any further questions? If not, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the day to see if we make a decision. Or you may wish to call the office in the morning and